Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got so many things to talk about today. Let's get started off here with some of the top stories. I just saw this new report. Nearly a quarter of U.S. Young adults, a quarter of U.S. young adults had sought some sort of mental health treatment in 2021. There is, and so, you know, we know that there's been an uptick in mental health services and mental health needs. We know that was one of the big things that that happened during the pandemic, is that a lot of people had mental health issues arise. A lot of people didn't realize they had mental health issues until the pandemic. And so with that, there is, we're finally starting to see some, I guess, the stigma of going and getting mental health disappear. And so people, more and more people were trying to get help for that. Well, particularly, and particularly amongst the younger generation, they're more open to it. So, also continue on other stories. New York mask mandate has been lifted on subways and public transportation, according to Governor Hochul. So, it would not have surprised me if that just stayed like indefinitely. So they're trying to reduce that. They are actually reducing the mask mandates in homeless shelters as well. There's one other thing I was trying to bring up with that. A judge has issued a permanent injunction blocking the enforcement of Michigan's abortion ban. There was a 1931 law criminalizing most abortions, and when Roe v. Wade got turned over, you know, got turned around, reinstituted. Like, they never got rid of the 1931 law criminalizing most abortions. They never got rid of it. So it came back into effect as soon as Roe v. Wade was canceled. So that's one of the things that goes on right there. Let's see here. Okay. There's a lot of people, getting more details about the Memphis joggers fatal kidnapping. The suspect now is facing murder charges. There's an outpouring of public concern in Memphis pertaining to targeted abductions. And I tell you what, a lot of people I've talked to, have really become more aware of targeted abductions of adults. I mean, it's one thing when you're always talking about kids. Like, I was always worried about my kids, but not as worried for adults. And this has really brought it to the forefront in people's mind. I mean, this lady, 5'4", 5'5", 137 pounds, athletic, could run, you know, and everything, and she's kidnapped and killed. It's like, it just really brings it to the forefront again that, and I know this has always been going on. We had Ted Bundy, who was arrested here in Pensacola, and, you know, he was going after adult women too and stuff, but man, it's just one of those things that just kind of makes you go, oh my goodness. There is a continued bombing going on once again at that nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The Fed is on path for another 0.75 point interest rate hike after Jerome Powell's inflation pledge, and it should happen sometime this month. Another 0.75 point rise. And then finally, President Biden is going to deliver his cancer moonshot speech on the anniversary of the famous JFK moon speech. So this is his cancer moonshot. Remember, that's his program to really funnel a lot of dollars, a lot of federal programs into trying to find cures for cancer. And so he's going to give this speech on the 60th anniversary of JFK's moonshot speech. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good. We had some slowdowns on the 3 mile bridge that have cleared up, so we're moving nicely. Again, 3 mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge not showing delays. I-10 and I-110 looking good. You'll see your typical slow traffic on Mobile Highway. That's going to be right near Softy Field Road in both directions. A little busy, as well as Highway 90 has seen some slight slowdowns throughout Pace. That's just going to be at Chemukla Highway as well as Woodbine Road, but other than that, looking good. See something else, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors, and Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Jackson, Mississippi has been testing their water pertaining to, trying to see if it's clean. They see there's improvement, but it's still not clean. And then finally, Apple went ahead and released they've debuted new iPhones that has the best battery life ever, better cameras, an Apple Watch Series 8, an Apple Watch Ultra, and new AirPod Pros. And so that big event happened today. I'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
Top trending news this hour, which is presented to us by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Now, let me tell you about Christina Leavenworth. We all know how crazy the real estate market is, how crazy it's been for the last couple of years. Well, if you're looking to sell your home, you should look no further than Christina Leavenworth. Now, she sells more homes for more money than anybody else here in our area. How's she do it? Well, she's got pre-qualified buyers, and they are ready to purchase homes, just like yours. So if you've got one to sell, you should give Christina a call. Her phone number is 850-723-9158. Once again, that number is 850-723-9158. Now, Christina and her team, they'll sell your home. They'll sell it fast. Give her a call today. Find out what she can do for you. 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Now, on to top trending news this hour. Get ready. We could see another rate increase in utility bills from Florida Power and Light. That's right. The utilities filed for a rate increase, citing the increased cost of natural gas. Now, here in Northwest Florida, it could mean a 1,000 kilowatt hour bill would go up about $5 a month. That is according to FPL's calculations. Now, customers across Northwest Florida, of course, have been complaining about rate increases since the merger and FPL took over Gulf Power last year. A lot of people reported that after January's rate increase, their bills doubled and in some cases even went higher than that. The U.S. Postal Service releasing a new stamp to honor the James Webb Space Telescope. That stamp features an image of the telescope and its hexagon-shaped mirror segments. A first day of issue event being held tomorrow at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum in Washington, D.C. Apple has revealed their new line of iPhones. I know everybody's excited about this one, especially since we learned yesterday I'm the only one who doesn't use Apple phones here. But right. The iPhone 14 going to go for $800, with the larger iPhone 14 Plus for $900, and the high-end models, the iPhone 14 Pro, apparently that'll have a faster processor and an even better camera. Those are going to go for $1,000. Pre-orders start on Friday. And Bobby, a woman named after a famous hip-hop star has been arrested in Miami. California. That's right. She's named Tupac Amaru Shakur, and she's in custody in connection with an attack that happened in Miami. Police say Shakur is accused of assaulting a man with a baseball bat outside of a hospital yesterday. The victim claims that that woman's been involved in several incidents at this hospital, and she was in court this morning. Coincidentally, today does happen to mark the 26th anniversary of the day that Tupac was shot in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And so I got to go back to the Apple event here. So with what we were just, you know, with what was just revealed today, you tempted to go get an Apple product now?
If I could afford it, maybe. I don't know. That's a, yeah, that's a big true. Price tag.
Yep. It's a big price tag, and they're trying to, it's like $800 for the entry level.
Now, so. I could maybe afford like a two generations old model, so that'd be all right. I could do that. Would that be the 12? Is that where that would put me?
Yeah. Now, when they come out with the new Apple products, there is, when they come out with the new Apple products, they're also coming out with the new iOS 16. And the iOS 16 will not upgrade for every phone. Basically, from iPhone 7 down, it won't work. So, yeah. So, here's the thing: it will work from iPhone 8 all the way up. So, from those generations all the way up. So, you can get something that's as old as iPhone 8, and you can still get like the new upgraded features and stuff in order to get into like the entry level into the what you call it? The entry level into the Apple world.
I will say I've seen a lot of photography done on iPhones, and their cameras take amazing pictures. So, I mean, that's tempting.
Yeah. And apparently the new one they just announced is even more important. It's like even better picture. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have some slight slowdowns on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right by University Parkway, so just be ready to, you know, sit at those lights for just a little bit. Still seeing some slowdowns on 98. That's going to be, if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you'll see that everyday traffic. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Coming up here next, Rebecca Jones, who's running against Congressman Matt Gaetz. She's, you know, she had this issue where she was being pushed to get off the ballot because she wasn't a Democrat long enough. And then finally, like the day before the primary, she was allowed to be on the ballot. She ended up winning the primary. But then now but we got to, we can't forget, she has another legal issue that's been lingering for quite some time. I've got an update on that coming up here next on News Radio 92.3. So Rebecca Jones, the now Democrat candidate against Congressman Matt Gaetz in the 1st Congressional District, you know, she was facing Peggy Schiller in the August primary, and there were some problems with her ballot access. So she had legally had to go through some issues there, and in order to try to get on the ballot. Well, she finally did, and then when she did, there is a, and once she did, it's like, okay, there, it's all set. And so when it comes down to that, there is, you're thinking, okay, that's all set. Well, problem is she has other legal issues that actually probably trump her getting on the ballot issues. If you recall, the whole reason why she was fired, the whole reason why she's like semi-famous in the first place is because she was fired as a Florida Department of Health data analyst. She accused the state and Governor DeSantis of trying to manipulate the data and telling her to change the numbers. And so she refused to do so, so she was fired. So then she came out and had a national thing by saying that she was fired for not manipulating the COVID-19 data. And then she created her own portal, COVID-19 portal. And now, and then basically the accusation was the way she created that portal was she was accessing data from the Florida Department of Health, still, like she accessed the network, the Department of Health network still. So then they came in and seized her computers. Then that's when she accused the governor of targeting her and trying to intimidate her and stuff like that. Well, when it comes down to it, it's still cybersecurity charges against her. Her trial for that will not begin until January 23rd, which I think is interesting. Like, she could technically win the congressional race, stand trial for cyber criminal charges, and possibly even lose. Like, that's pretty bizarre. I mean, I don't think she's going to win anyway, but still, that's pretty bizarre. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us by texting 850-437-1620. There is, let me hit Seafood Fest real quick. So Fiesta of Five Flags Seafood Festival is Friday, September 23rd through September 25th. Savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola during the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival, produced by Fiesta Pensacola. Festival is one of the largest arts and craft fairs in Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. So be sure to check that out. Hey, coming up here later this hour, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets at the Sanger Theater for their Sanger Summer Movie series. So be sure to stick around for that as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Your sports hit here. Let's get to Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up losing yesterday to Tennessee. They play again tonight, 6:15, first pitch. That game's going to be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. We're a day away from Thursday night football kicking off the NFL season tomorrow night. Buffalo Bills against the Rams. Major League Baseball right now, the Yankees and the Twins is tied in the bottom of the ninth inning. Still no outs, though, so the Yankees have a chance to try to put a run on the board to win it here before it goes into extra innings. Top of the ninth inning right now, Brewers are getting beat by the Rockies 8-4. Atlanta Braves are beating the Oakland A's 3-2 in the top of the seventh. Seattle Mariners beating the White Sox 4-2. That game is on ESPN+. The Dodgers are beating the Giants 3-2, and the Mets beat the Pirates earlier today. Coming up later tonight is the second game of the doubleheader between the Yankees and the Twins. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Boston Red Sox. The Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Phillies. So those are your games going on here today. Then in sports news, not a whole lot going on here, but Knox has agreed to a deal with the Bills. The tight end will reportedly make $53 million. Zach Wilson for the Jets, the quarterback, will not be ready. So they're going to go ahead and have Joe Flacco start week one against the Ravens. And then Larry Fitzgerald going to be joining the ESPN analyst role on Monday Night Countdown. So the recently retired wide receiver going to be joining up right there. And then we talked about TFO, the youngest American to reach the quarterfinals, the U.S. Open quarterfinals, since Andy Roddick did it. Well, now he's also the first American man since 2006 to reach the U.S. Open semifinals. So, yeah, that's going on right there now. And then some injury updates for football. Rams wide receiver Jefferson is ruled out for the season opener against the Bills. 49ers tight end Kittle didn't practice today. Doesn't mean he'll be out just yet. Wide receiver for the Bucks, Godwin, he's fully participated in practice after recovering from his ACL injury. And I think that was the... that would be it right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up right after this traffic on the fives, I do have an update for you on what's going on out there in the Atlantic. So we'll talk about that in a second.
We're not seeing anything to really slow you down too badly. No major accidents or slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 looking good. You'll see your everyday traffic on Davis Highway right around University Parkway. If you're going in the southbound direction, northbound direction, you'll start seeing those slowdowns right around Creighton Road. And see your everyday afternoon traffic on 98. That's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So update on the hurricanes that are out there in the Gulf, because now they're both officially hurricanes. Hurricane Danielle is still out there, and Hurricane Danielle is still just hovering. They do expect to kind of get a move on by the end of the week, and it'll start heading towards Europe, actually, towards Europe. And but by then, it'll be a tropical depression. Then Tropical Storm Earl has now been upgraded to a hurricane. It is expected to be a major hurricane by Friday, and it is shifting a little bit further east, enough so that it hopefully will miss Bermuda. Bermuda may just have some light flooding, and of course they'll have rain, but they won't have hurricane strength rain and winds. So that'll be good if it continues to move eastward that way. But it is expected to be the first major hurricane of the season. But that's not all. We talked about two systems off the coast of Africa. One of them is now has a 70% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. And it's of course headed west towards the United States, but who knows what'll happen. It could just stay out there in the Atlantic. The other one that is right off the coast of Africa right now has only about a 30% chance of formation over the next 5 days, but it is increasing. It was only 20% chance yesterday. Now it's a 30% chance. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I'll give you an update on the whole Apple event that occurred today. That's next on News Radio 92.3.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got the Apple event update for you coming up here in just a minute. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, volunteers are needed to help clean up the Gulf Islands National Seashore. They're going to be having a big park-wide cleanup event in just a couple of weeks here on September 24th. It's going to be in honor of National Public Lands Day, and they're going to have different locations and times for the cleanup events, but they're looking for volunteers in both Fort Pickens and Perdido Key areas of the seashore, as well as a few other areas in Mississippi and such. But if you want to volunteer, you have to sign up online at volunteer.gov. And if you do, they're giving out one-day national passes to all the volunteers as well.
All right. All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So today's Apple debut or whatever their event that they had, they introduced the new iPhone 14, which we pretty much knew was going to be happening. So going along with that, the Apple 14, here's some of the things. The new Apple 14 is supposed to have the largest battery life, the largest battery life of any of the other ones. Then you've got and apparently the iPro Max loses, there's this little notch where it has the camera. It's getting rid of that. And they have what they call Dynamic Island. I'm like, Dynamic Island? What is this? It includes an always live and active display showing call status and next turn on maps. So live activity is the big thing right there. Let's see here. Models come in at 6.1 and 6.7 inch. They're coming with the new A16 Bionic chip, whatever that means. The phone starts at basically $1,000 and $1,100. Jeez Louise, that's expensive. One of the fancy parts that they're interested in is emergency off-the-grid connection. That is, if you get in a car accident, then it's called like emergency SOS via satellite. If you get in a car accident, it will send an emergency alert out. But more than that, it also has some other, like, I guess that this was a big part they were doing today, was trying to show that there's a way, like, if you are in distress, that you'll be able to use your phone now to somehow signal that you're in distress. And so authorities can come, whether it be, like, I don't know, a kidnapping or something like that, or an injury, or your vehicle breaks down, or there's a house fire, you know, anything like that. Apparently, there's a huge upgrade to the camera on the iPhone as well. Then they also introduced the new iPod Pro, the second generation of the iPod Pro. It has a 33% increase in listening time per charge. It now comes with four ear tips, including a new extra small ear tip. And then apparently it has better noise cancellation than the existing AirPod Pros, and a better, I can't remember the thing they call it. There's another feature with that. They also introduced the Apple Watch Ultra. The Apple Watch Ultra is designed for marathon runners, hikers, scuba divers, and other athletes. The version is twice as water resistant as previous models, and it has it's a bigger screen on the Apple Watch. It's going to cost $800 to start off, but they're saying they really feel like there was a big need in that area. Also, apparently they updated some of the heart rate features and stuff like that, that are like the health features that they're able to track. They upgraded some of that stuff as well. With their Apple Watch, the regular Apple Watch Series 8, it's going to provide twice as much battery life on a single charge as the Series 7. That's pretty big. It's also going to have an always-on display. And here's the one. Some of the new health features, it's going to have a way to track ovulation, as well as going back to that emergency services part, tracking if you're in car crashes or something like that. So they say it's the most durable watch yet, swim proof, things like that. So kind of interesting one right there. So that's the Apple event. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I saw this story here. What were some of the things that were socially acceptable back in 2002, but not so much today? This was on on BuzzFeed and Reddit. So, for example, in 2002, you could go outside, you could go out in public, you could go to a restaurant, whatever, without your cell phone. Wasn't a big deal. Today, it's just socially like unheard of. Like, you leave the house without your phone, it's like panic mode. It's hard to believe that the iPhone was only invented in 2007? And so it's like, oh my goodness. And so back in 2002, 20 years ago, you would not leave the house without your cell phone. Not very often. All right, let's get traffic on the flies with Gracie Wolf. I'll share some other things here with you.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We are seeing some everyday traffic on Davis Highway right now. That's going to be in the southbound direction near University, as well as northbound direction. You'll start seeing those slowdowns right around Creighton Road. Your everyday traffic at Avalon Boulevard on Highway 90 is starting to form. That's the eastbound lane. Just keep that in mind. And then 98 right next to the Nature Preserve. If you're moving eastbound, you'll see some slowdowns. See something else on the road? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Here's a couple other things that were socially acceptable in 2002. Not so much today. People would go out in public in a faux hawk. You remember faux hawks? You don't see anybody with them anymore. Hanging out in the mall for hours. Yeah, you can't even do that now. Now they'll kick you out. Describing men who took care of themselves as metrosexual. Yeah, you don't do that. You don't hear that anymore. Nobody does that. And if you say somebody's metrosexual, you might seem like you're being you're being insensitive or something nowadays. Calling in 2002, something that was socially acceptable, is not today. Calling on the phone without texting first. Oh yeah. You call on the phone without, you're like, whoa. I don't know if anybody's like me, but where I won't even answer my phone half the time. Even like people I know, unless I'm expecting a call from them, I like, why would they be calling me? They can leave a message or they should text me. I don't know. It's just weird. In 2002, smoking was still allowed in most bars and restaurants in most of the country. That's hard to believe in 2002, but I guess it is true. There's parts that in traveling, and you go to places and you can still smoke. So there you go. Those are just some of the things right there pertaining to things that were acceptable in 2002 socially, but not so much today. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. There is a... you know how a lot of people don't have the motivation to go exercise? There's a gym called Blink Fitness. It started in New York. They're still pretty much only in big cities, but they're starting to expand around other cities around the country. And they have the answer to get people motivated to go exercise. They are attracting new members by offering to hypnotize people to trick them into enjoying exercise. They call it gymnosis. It's described as a series of free in-gym and virtual hypnosis sessions that are supposed to make you motivated to work out by accessing your subconscious. Yeah. So, gymnosis. Get hypnotized in order to exercise. It does have a little ring to it, but it's kind of weird. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I've got the... I got a couple interesting statistics as inflation is one of the top concerns for basically all Americans right now. What it's doing to families. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3.